The U.S. stock market plunged at the open this morning, responding to the arrest of a senior Chinese technology executive, which threatens to worsen trade tensions between China and the U.S. Mengwan Zhou, the chief financial officer and daughter of the founder of the tech giant Huawei, was arrested by Canadian authorities last Saturday at the request of the U.S. American officials say she violated U.S. sanctions on Iran. They want her extradited. But the arrest came on the same day President Trump met with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 in Argentina. Trump called that meeting extraordinary, indicating that tensions were easing. Well, they have ratcheted up. Robert Daly is director of the Kissinger Institute on China and the United States at the Wilson Center. He joins us from Washington. Robert, your reaction to the arrest?
Well, I think that I was as surprised as the Wall Street traders. Certainly, this is enormous news, and it's also very big in China. It's an imperfect analogy, but imagine, for example, that Sheryl Sandberg transiting the Philippines was detained at the request of China for possible extradition to China because of Facebook's various accusations against Facebook. That's how big this is for the Chinese listener.
Well, look, the Commerce Department has done this before with a Chinese telecom company, ZTE, in April. The U.S. barred American firms from exporting to it as punishment for violating U.S. sanctions. But this is such a sensitive time because of the trade talks. What do you think happened? Trump wants to ease tensions with China. Could U.S. officials have put this off? Was it purposeful to send a message? Or was it, you know, maybe a cross signal within the administration?
I think it's probably the latter. Tellingly, there has been no statement yet from the White House, the Department of Justice, or from the State Department. And because this is going to be such a major story in China and will raise suspicions in the Chinese government and among the Chinese populace about American intentions, this is not helpful for trade negotiations with China. And so I think that there's a chance that this was a lack of coordination and a coincidence and not part of a concerted plan to increase pressure on China.
Huh. Well, Huawei, again, the world's biggest supplier of network gear used by phone and internet companies, long a target of U.S. security officials. Criminal probes been going on for a while. Huawei says it's not aware of any wrongdoing by Meng. The company said it complies with all laws and regulations. What do you think?
Well, we know little about the specific accusations. There's going to be a hearing in Canada tomorrow. We may get some more information then. We do know that Iran is very important to China's Belt and Road Initiative, which is about investment, but is also about connectivity. China has been very critical of America's pulling out of the Iran agreement. And we know that ZTE, the company you already mentioned, another China-based telecoms company, did in fact violate sanctions and exported American equipment to both Iran and to North Korea. So there is a precedent for this, but we have no reliable information as yet.
Well, as we said, everything is intersecting here. You've got national security, high-tech business, our overall commercial relationship, which has been in peril, you know, because of the tariffs. And yet we have White House security advisor John Bolton telling Steve Inskeep today on NPR that he knew about this arrest over the weekend. What do you make of that, given that you're saying that this might have been miscommunications in the Trump administration?
Well, or non-communications or a lack of coordination. And again, we don't know. This is speculative, and there's been no formal word from the White House as yet. My hope is that this is based on very reliable, specific evidence that Meng herself was involved in egregious sanctions violations in exporting American equipment to Iran. If that is true, then it might make sense for the Department of Justice to treat this as a criminal case quite apart from the negotiations. But if this derives instead from our really quite justified broad suspicions of Huawei, or if it is using Ms. Meng, Mengwan Zhou, as sort of a representative of Huawei as a whole, then I think that it will constitute a misstep. But we're really waiting for more solid information.
A misstep, again, given the importance of the trade talks. Look, there's also the concern that this is China we're talking about. It's a family company, but it might be used by the Chinese to, you know, the technology might be used to expand China's own spying. Is that a part of this equation?
That's absolutely part of the equation, and it's long been a suspicion in Washington. It's a reason that the United States, Australia, and New Zealand are not allowing Huawei to participate in the development of 5G technologies. Canada and Britain are a little more involved with Huawei, but they also share these suspicions. And as you say, it's a privately held family company, but no Chinese company, right, state-owned or private, is going to defy the Communist Party if they are asked to take specific actions. So there's always a strong element of Chinese government direction here.
Yeah. That's Robert Daly, director of the Kissinger Institute on China and the United States at the Wilson Center. We wait to see if Ms. Meng will be extradited. Robert Daly, thank you.
Thank you.